This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham ended his presidential campaign this morning. A well-known voice in Republican foreign policy debates and a frequent visitor to New Hampshire, Graham failed to catch on with voters here. NHPR's senior editor for politics, Dan Barrick, looks back on Graham's short-lived White House bid. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Peter.
So Graham is out, though it's not for lack of trying, at least not here in New Hampshire.
That's certainly true. By some accounts, he made the most campaign visits to the state this year. And he said again and again that his presidential hopes would live or die in New Hampshire. There were a few problems with that approach this year, not the least of which there's a lot of candidates this year banking on this, quote, New Hampshire or bust strategy. You know, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, John Kasich, just to name a few. Beyond that, the large fractured GOP field this year certainly didn't help Graham. He wasn't the only establishment Republican who was stuck in single digits in polling throughout the campaign. And on some positions, including his hawkish approach to foreign policy and his willingness to cut deals with Democrats on things like immigration, really set him at odds with the mood of many primary voters.
But Graham did have one secret weapon in New Hampshire, didn't he?
He did. Senator John McCain, two-time winner of the New Hampshire Republican primary, good friends with Graham. The two team up on lots of foreign policy-related legislation in the Senate. McCain was tireless. He campaigned side-by-side in New Hampshire with Graham throughout the summer and fall. It wasn't uncommon for McCain to get teary-eyed at some town hall or another in the state, recalling his own now sort of legendary come-from-behind victories in the 2000 and 08 primaries. On the trail, Graham showed a bit of the McCain wit, that kind of happy warrior vibe. But, to be honest, Graham was no McCain, not, his inability to connect with voters. And again, McCain's playbook for success in New Hampshire, lots of events up and down the state, up close voter contact. It's one that lots of other candidates are reading from this year.
So did Graham have any impact on the 2016 race?
Yes, to some extent. For one, he was the first candidate to really criticize Donald Trump for some of his more controversial statements about Mexican immigrants or other issues. Graham called Trump, quote, crazy months ago. This was at a time when much of the rest of the Republican field still seemed unsure how to confront the Trump phenomena. And as I mentioned, Graham's muscular views on the need for American military intervention now really seems to have new relevance given the events in Paris and San Bernardino in recent weeks. But it just seems like Graham was not the messenger that voters were looking for.
So where do you think Graham's supporters are going to go now?
Well, I don't think he had that many voters to spread around, to be honest. In terms of campaign staff and support in New Hampshire, Graham had a couple of prominent names on board, former State Senator Gary Lambert, Peter Spaulding, who was actually a member of the original McCain crew from back in 99. But in all honesty, Graham, he didn't have much of an infrastructure to bequeath to another candidate. One thing, though, today was the deadline for candidates to have their names removed from the South Carolina primary ballot. Graham's from South Carolina, so dropping out of the race today now frees him up to potentially play a big role in his home state, which incidentally hosts the third early voting contest just 2 weeks after New Hampshire. Graham's a respected figure in South Carolina, and his endorsement could really mean something. Closer to home, one thing that may be interesting to keep an eye on is what this means for Kelly Ayotte, New Hampshire's Republican senator. She's a close ally of Graham in the Senate. Her endorsement is really the last big prize in New Hampshire for the Republican presidential contenders. So does Graham's exit from the race free up Ayotte to throw her support behind another candidate? Lots of folks will be watching.
And we will keep watching. Thanks very much, Dan.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's Dan Barrick. He's our senior editor for politics. And we've been talking about South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who decided this morning to suspend his bid for the Republican nomination for president.